What relationship do you have with Alcatraz?
Do you want me to identify myself first?
Yeah.
Or do you want an anonymous
voice?
You can
remain anonymous if you want.
Well,
if you feel it's necessary.
I guess my whole life revolves around what's happening on Alcatraz. I've been involved with the movement for about 2.5 months now. And overall, I feel it's a beautiful thing. And a movement like this is long overdue, but I guess it has always been the nature of the Indian people not to readily jump into things until the time is right. But my total relationship has been more of an doing a visual anthropology kind of a thing. I've been filming and photographing what's been happening out the island for some time, interviewing people, finding out how they feel about what's happening at all age levels. I've talked with a number of older people that have come from the rancherias in California, that have come from reservations from states all across the nation. And
what you were saying a little earlier about this filming that you're doing, and you felt that you wanted to, you wanted, like, Indians to do a filming about Indians, like, instead of it's kind of like a reverse trip of what everybody else has been doing.
Oh, sure. Well, that's the only thing that can be done for many years, especially in the past 100 years. The non-Indians, particularly the white people, have always felt a need to do things for the Indians, never allowing the Indian person to do anything themselves. And after being on the island for some time and just observing the kinds of people, the kinds of press people that have been coming on the island, wanting to do a documentary, wanting to write a book, wanting to take photographs and make a book out of it, but all for their own profit, really not anything that could directly benefit the Indians. I strongly believe that if any kind of a documentary should be made, it should be done by the Indians themselves. Right now, there are a number of talented Indians living on the island. They want to do their own thing. They don't want, so far they have been getting a lot of public support from non-Indians, but that's all a part of the revolution, I think. But I think it strictly is an Indian movement, and it has to be. And for something like this to be documented, I mean, it's a historical event. If it's going to be documented by film, it should be done by Indians, with the Indian feeling in it. Right now, there's a non-Indian who's trying to do the film. I don't think he can do a feeling. I don't think he can do the film, the kind of film that needs to be done. I mean, not only to be shown to the nation, but internationally.
Is it kind of a matter of him being able to relate to the people that he uses, or?
That's a good term you're using. I mean, I think this is just what he's doing exactly. Is he's just using what's happening. At the beginning, I talked with him, like I've talked with a number of other people who wanted to do photographing and filming. But it all goes back as they're wanting to do their own trip, now, the Indian Council, the Alcatraz Council members, have voted to have first rights of all photographs and all the filming that has been done thus far. And they also will have the right, we will also have the right to sue anyone if materials are used without our permission. But I think that if a non-Indian is going to come up, he must, I just don't believe that a non-Indian is capable of doing, putting out the film that is needed to make any kind of an impact.
So the filming that you'll be doing is like, well, I don't know how to say. It will be, in a sense, more for the Indians, and you will show it to other Indians, no matter if you get any profits or not, in the sense that if a non-Indian films it, he'll be doing it for the money and the publicity that he can see. Of course, you want publicity, but in a sense, how do you put it? You want it to put it in a way that it will be more identifiable?
Yeah, I guess we could say that. Yeah, I think this film, if the film is should be made, the proceeds and the rights should belong to the Indians of all tribes, mm-hmm. Incorporated. Whether it be used initially for educational purposes, but eventually I'm sure it'll be distributed commercially.
Mm-hmm.
But all proceeds, not all proceeds, but partial proceeds should be. Given to the educational cultural complex.
I guess what
complex.
I meant is, like, if you take this movie out to, like, some of the chapter houses, mm-hmm. or something like that, whereas if they, you know, can, you know, speak English or what, they can still grasp the meaning from it in a different way than when they view, you know, like a cowboy Indian movie or, you know, whatever else they've done on Indians. You know what I mean?
I think if the film were to be done by Indians, it would be more readily understood, mm-hmm. by other Indians,
mm-hmm.
and the way it's put together,
uh-huh.
will be a message to the non-Indian people. It has to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think, if the Indians do it themselves, I don't think there'll be any problem in understanding, yeah. what's happening out there. Yeah.
There's one question that I've been wondering about. It's like, I guess we talked about before, about rural Indians and, you know, urban Indians.
Yeah.
I mean, how does that fit into this picture about Alcatraz?
Well, there are a great deal, you'll see tomorrow that there are a great deal of rural and urban Indians involved in the movement,
mm-hmm.
but I think I couldn't say whether it was an urban. I think it was an urban movement initially.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was started by urban Indians, but it doesn't end there.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened to the urban Indian is a result on what's happening on the reservation. And that alone, that movement alone, is symbolic,
mm-hmm.
of the need for attention on the rural areas and reservations and ranches.
Is that, in a sense, why it's real important for rural Indians to come into contact or receive some kind of communication, like, say, the film or any kind of newsletter or something from the urban areas?
Right.
You know, like, they should be more distributed on the reservation.
Oh, sure. Well, this is a thing that we've discussed, that this movie is to, mm-hmm. be distributed to the reservations.
Mm-hmm.
To schools and to whoever wants to see it.
I wonder how much some of those people will accept it, in a sense, though.
I don't know. I don't know how they will accept it, but I think they'll be more apt to accept it as a good film,
yeah.
because it's being,
yeah.
done by Indians.
Yeah. Well, you said that guy that's doing the filming isn't an Indian. What is he planning to do with it?
Well,
show it to the whites or Indians or what?
Well, at the beginning when we talked about the film, he wanted to make the film, but more like a groovy kind of a revolution, because many people have a romantic ideal about the American Indians. Mm-hmm. And he also wants to make it into a hip revolution kind of a movie. But that's not really where it's at with the Indians. They aren't, a lot of them are hip to what's happening to the society and around things that are happening around the world. But that's only secondary to what's really happened to the Indians the past 100 years. The past 400 years, should I say. I mean, they're serious. We're serious. When we talked about it, the treatment of the film didn't have the depth that it needed. From what I see now, whoever directs or produces the film has to put the depth of the reservation life into it. It must have that, because if it weren't for the reservation life, we wouldn't be able to put out this film on Alcatraz mm-hmm. as a documentation.
Oh, right now, with Alcatraz, aside of the, say, provisions or food supplies or whatever, is it like a big legal or political hassle now, right now, to get the point across?
What are you speaking of? Well, the movement or the film?
Well, no, the movement, not the film.
From my observations, I think at all levels of the movement, everything is going well.
Mm-hmm.
It made quite an impact the first month, especially here in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
It covered the front pages of the papers every day, just about. I didn't know what kind of coverage the newspapers carried outside of the Bay Area, but seeing the Saturday Review, seeing the recent Time magazine article,
mm-hmm.
it's gotten national coverage. There have been international presses coming onto the island.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the Italian press, the French, the Germans, the British, all covering the movement. Again, I say, I mean, as a result of the good press coverages, it has touched the Indians
mm-hmm.
on the island, picked up the morale, has just added more strength mm-hmm. to the whole movement at all levels. The Indian people on the island, the people who are living on the island, make up one group.
Mm-hmm.
They're the base of the whole movement. From there are elected council members who act as spokesmen.
Mm-hmm.
The council members are working with at least a dozen attorneys across the nation. On top of that, there have been ad hoc committee members made up of professional Indian people connected with universities and colleges, who act as advisors and technical